Yellow light pours out over all at dawn and dusk. Are we watching? Are we watching? Merging edges and connecting to spirit take place during my communion time at sunrise and sunset. There was one foggy morning, silvery and wispy. As I looked at our house from the boardwalk, I could just make out trees emerging from the mist. Their silhouettes, dark black green with only fog in between the trunks. Picture the dark silhouette of house against fog, with the rising sun climbing up behind it. Ah, yes, the sun. Sunrise is more beautiful in the softness of the mist. Yellowness diffused to feel like droplets of creamy melted butter and golden honey. Yellow edges merging gently with me through the low traveling clouds. Yellow golden light softens through mist. When I let go and let God, my edges merge with yellowness as I hear wholeness. In losing my edges, there is freedom in that I no longer have to be this or that, only be one. As fog thickens, nothing is visible but swirling water droplets becoming the unknown and the unknowable. But the light, it is known and oh so visible, before, into, through, and beyond the unknowable. The light, it is sweet, and it is beautiful for the eyes to behold the sun. All else is unknown, but the light is ever present, plainly known and visible. Stepping into and embracing the unknown, I will always know where the light is, even as our edges merge. The feeling of merging edges has also been experienced when visiting the ocean. Salty tang fills the air, mingling with seagull voices. Stepping into the sea, warm salt water surrounds and supports me. It is so easy and effortless to float. I am one, I am one. My edges merge with water, with spirit. The salt and water that is me becomes the salt water of the great Atlantic Ocean. It is no longer clear where I end and the water begins, but there is great comfort and freedom in the oneness, the wholeness. We are one, we are one. Can merging our edges with the rest of creation help us to honor the small lives we seldom notice every day?